is Claire, and I am here with Ralph, and it is February 20th, 2006, and Ralph and I are going to have a conversation about his life here in Roswell. Ralph, can you tell me where you were born?
I was born in Old Meldon County on Road, 19 and 22, 13th of February.
And have you always lived in the area of Roswell?
For 70-something year, I lived there.
Okay. Let's see, can you tell me a little bit about your mother and your father?
My mother was the only child of Ed. He died when I was 18 months old. He lived in the house with my grandmother, Daddy and Mother did. And Mother, she had a one-room school teacher, and she was pretty neat in writing, penmanship. And my dad, he had an equal of maybe a fifth-grade education, but he could still invent things.
Uh-huh. What kind of things did he invent?
A manure spreader, a homemade manure spreader.
Uh-huh. And were they farmers?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the house that you grew up in.
It was built in 1910. It was kind of a classic house for the time. Had about four or five gables and a front porch and a back porch. And it was... it was built in 1910, I don't know what year. My mother was born in 1900, 4th of July.
And give me a little tour, like walk me through that house. What was it like?
We hardly ever used the front door. Everybody that come at the back door. Had lots of kinfolks in Atlanta, Georgia. And they always come to the back door. You come, there was a porch back there, and when you come in the house, off of the porch, you was in the kitchen. Had a wood stove, and we had a bathtub before anybody else did, but it stayed on the back porch for about 10 years before we could get a place for it in that house. There was four sons born, me being the oldest, there in the house. The doctor come there and delivered us. It was Dr. Ezard of Roswell, Georgia. And I can go a little bit more of the house. My brother next to me had lived in sight of the house all the years. He's 14 months younger than me, and so his daughter had a chance of moving the house to Cherokee County. The developer gave the house away, and now he lives in throwing distance of the house he's born in. And that was a 15-mile journey, moving that big house.
So you had four brothers?
No, I had three brothers. There's four in all of it. I'm the oldest, he's the youngest.
And sisters?
No sisters.
Okay.
We farmed.
You farmed, what kind of a farm did you have?
Well, we had 300 acres, and it was in timber. We cut cordwood, and we'd burn charcoal. You can buy coal now, but it's an art of, it's made, you know, but we actually burn it. I would be as black as a black man when get through shaking and burning the charcoal.